Ladies and gentlemen, from Canada, we present Giselle.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Mesdames et messieurs.
Giselle of Canada, beautiful and bilingual, bringing us her songs at the piano.
Something new has been added.
Oh, you mean the beautiful and bilingual? Well, I just thought that up as I was going along. But Giselle, our guest today is Ronald Coleman.
Yes, and I'm certainly glad to see him. And I think he might enjoy this ballad about a certain little bird.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his own.
Giselle now sings a little French song called Le Fiacre, a song about two lovers going through the streets of Paris in their coach.
Le Fiacre allait trottinant, quinca, Julien, hop là, Le Fiacre allait trottinant. Jaune avec un cocher blanc. Derrière les stores baissés, quinca, Julien, hop là, derrière les stores baissés, on entendait des baisers, puis on voyait Léon, quinca, Julien, hop là, puis une voix disait Léon, tu me fais mal au ton orignon.
Our guest today is distinguished for a great many things, but since he settled down next door to Jack Benny, he's become something of an expert on neighbors. He's Ronald Coleman, of course. And Ronnie, we think it was mighty nice of you to come round and meet our fair neighbor from Canada.
Now, please, Rupert, don't mention Giselle and that fellow in the same breath.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Ronnie. Is it as bad as that?
It's worse. He was round again this morning, this time for the lawnmower.
Don't say.
But anyway, and since we're on the subject of neighbors, may I be serious for a moment? As one who's lived here for many years and seen a good deal of Canada, I think that speaking of the two countries as just neighbors comes a little short of the truth.
Well, how would you speak of us, Ronnie?
Why not call us members of the same family of English-speaking people?
Well, that's what we are, I suppose, or a good part of it.
And a fine, brawling, wrong side of the track slot we were in the old days.
Yes. You mean the little bickerings of 1776 and 1812?
And for a few years after that. And then, quite slowly, we began to realize that the name-calling was rather mechanical. We didn't have our heart in it anymore.
Because the world was growing smaller while we were getting bigger and growing closer and closer together.
Yes, and coming to depend on each other as customers and as markets. And incidentally, rediscovering the fact that we all grew from the same stock. That our traditions and our ideas and our views of right and wrong were all basically the same. The English-speaking family had spread out all over the world. But it was still a family.
And quite a family we made.
Strongest, most productive, and the freest in the world.
Well, it's reassuring to think of when you read the headlines these days, isn't it?
Yes, and particularly right here in North America. That's why I think that Canada and this country are rather more than neighbors. All the world's my neighbor today, but when I turn toward the Canadian line at the top of the border states, I just look in on another branch of the family.
Well, from what I hear, you'll find them bustling and prosperous.
And the more prosperous, the better. When I read of Canada buying billions of dollars worth of goods from us, I feel that the North American branch of the family is growing and knitting together pretty firmly. Goods, people, services, everything from nuts and bolts to ideas flowing back and forth, building up both countries.
And both having more together than they would have separately.
What it all adds up to is mutual betterment. Isn't that right?
Right.
And incidentally, the exchange of a good many pleasant and non-commercial items.
Such as?
A song by Giselle, perhaps.
Yes. For Ronald Coleman? It will be done at once.
I'm dreaming now of Harry, sweet Harry, sweet Harry. I'm dreaming now of Harry, for the thought of him is one that never dies. He's sleeping now in the valley. The mockingbird is singing where he lies. Listen to the mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird. The mockingbird still singing o'er his grave. Listen to the mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird.
I hope you like that song about the mockingbird, Ronnie, but I'm sure you'll enjoy this one, which is in quite a different mood.
Listen
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And my special thanks to Ronald Coleman, who was our guest today. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Giselle of Canada. Next week, our guest will be lovely Joan Fontaine. We hope you'll be listening. This is Rupert Lucas speaking.
J'attendrai.